They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Hey, welcome to the Business News Hour. It is a Monday, and that means Laura Kennard from Drake University, DMAC, and DMBizMixer.com is with us. We're going to be talking about business networking events, business education, and we're going to spend a little time today on social media. Social media, not from a strategy standpoint, we're just doing it, for crying out loud.
We're having a rant. We were having a rant this morning.
We were having a rant just before we came on. We were talking about how businesses out there, and we can understand sometimes how small business doesn't get how to do social media, but surprisingly to you, Laura,
yeah,
there's a bunch of large companies
that have people in the marketing role that really are struggling with social media, either having it be effective or knowing how to integrate it, just how to leverage it. I think it still comes from that separation in their mind between social media and the regular marketing stuff they were taught all these years. Because, you know, these are people in roles with degrees in marketing that have probably done traditional marketing. To be in the role that they're in, they're probably not new at these bigger companies. Yeah, we're just diving right in, by the way. But I think there's always been this sort of lack of understanding about how it's really different tools for doing the same things, and you have to think about it strategically, and you have to think about how to integrate in your program. But I think so much of what we've already learned as marketers applies. I mean, I didn't come from that background originally. Now, are there nuances and different tools and the hashtags and some things that we do to make it more effective and optimize it? Yes, there is. But I think that, for example, if you were doing email marketing at some point in your career, which you probably did, you understood things like having good message subject lines and creating lists and targeting people and using the right words and having a drip campaign in either in print or in your email and scheduling stuff. And for some reason there's this disconnect between those same strategies that you would apply, and then maybe digging in to find out how you do those strategies is a little bit different, but it's still many of the same things. And it's just amazing to me that with so much information out there about, I mean, I teach classes, lots of them, and I have for a long time, on different continuing ed and even formal programs, but there's YouTube and all sorts of sources for you to
learn. We go back a decade. And back in the day, when social media was brand new, I understood there was lots of questions. What is it? How do you work it?
Is it going to stick around?
Is it right?
I did a conference that was a social media love-hate affair. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things was just convincing people that it probably wasn't going to go away. Sorry, you're stuck with it.
And now, 10 years later, a decade later, we're still having the same conversation.
Yeah. And, you know, digital marketing is complicated. It is and it isn't. You know what I mean? Like, again, you can lay out some of the principles and it's not complicated. I think it's just overwhelming for people.
The other thing I think that is difficult for many individuals in the social media space is the discipline that it takes to do it the time.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, also there's a resistance to doing I feel like there's some people that are it comes second nature to them. And then there's other people that it's a real discipline. It's a real departure from what their normal, like, operation is. And when you don't sort of live digitally, if you will, then that means you're kind of having to carve out this extra time, right? But let me give you an example. I have a gentleman that took a class with me that he's a friend of mine. He didn't even know I was teaching the class, and he shows up because he's like, I need to be more effective, you know, with my... And he's a big Instagram person. Been a big Instagram person way before people were really
into Instagram,
right. Especially for business, right? And he had just ended up, he's very visual. He's out in the world. He lives his brand. He's passionate about his brand. He was taking pictures all the time when he was out doing his thing. And it was very supportive of his brand. They were sort of like seamlessly attached, his personal brand and what he was selling and doing. And his hobby, really, all in one. So it became very natural for him to gravitate to Instagram, take these pictures, start posting them on an account, which at first was personal, because that was before Instagram did their, you know, business conversion, and playing around with it all the time and knowing, oh, what works. I will tell you that he, at the time, had 40,000 followers when he started in my class, and he would take a picture and post something on Instagram while he was in the class, and within seconds of him posting, he would have at least probably 80 to 90 people that would like his mm-hmm. posts, okay? And so I was trying to teach people how to do what he was doing already sort of intuitively. There are those people. It's hard to teach someone how to do that intuitively and working in their life.
But
you know?
When you talk about intuitively, and I'm sorry, we're really divergent
I know,
here
we
today,
are.
But it, when you talk about intuitively, aren't you really saying that you have to be in the moment all the time? Because, for example, let's go mm-hmm. let's go to Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using Instagram to further your brand awareness uh-huh. out there, you have to be continually thinking about what can I use to do this with? And I don't know if it's so intuitive or if it is just being aware.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Here's what I tell people. If you can conquer one thing that I recommend people do right away, you could almost throw the calendars out the window.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
And that is having a sense of, you know, generally how many times you want to post a day, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. Just have a sense of it. It's easy with Facebook now because they really don't want you to post more than once or twice a day at the most. So, and maybe Facebook is something that you could plan and be a little bit more intentional with if you wanted, since it's that one, you know, meaty post a day that you're really looking for. But let's say Instagram or Twitter. Okay. If you can map out your content topics that you feel support who you are as a brand. And I don't just mean the stuff you sell, but I mean the things that the people that like you also like.
Right.
Then, and let's say you have about five of those that you've mapped them out and you know it in your mind. Then when I go to the grocery store, I see things
great
at the grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Hy-Vee does these beautiful displays, and I'm talking a lot about space and how to make space exciting, you know, on a lot of my posts related to what we're trying to do to make spaces more exciting and reinvent space, right? So when I go to a cool office space or Hy-Vee and they have a beautiful display or whatever it is, I see it through that lens mm-hmm. of knowing that that's a topic I want to share, and I take a picture and I post it, or I even just take the picture and post it later. But the fact is, I already know the four or five things that I'm always looking for. And a great, just on a final note, this is a great blogging strategy too, because I know a gentleman who is a prolific blogger. I met him years ago, and before I really understood the value of blogging myself, and he blogs about recruiting, actually, about 10 years now he's been doing this, and he has his WordPress site on his tablet at the time, or you could do it on your phone, And kind of like a photographer that always sees a photo through the lens, if they're a photographer, they frame up the world as a photographer. He sees, he would go to events, and everything for him was a blog post.
Yeah.
So if someone asked him a question,
yeah,
he thought, well, if they asked, someone else needs to know. He'd write the question, answer the question. He might even just save it as a draft and not do anything with it yet. But it was saved right in WordPress as a draft, and he knew it was a topic that he could flesh out later on.
Being in the moment with your social
media. It is being in the moment.
Yeah,
and then it makes you less crazy, like, oh, I need to set aside this time. It's just, it can become sort of this thing you do in your life. Now, that may not be for everyone, though.
No, it may not be for everyone. And you just have to know your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you good at? And if you try to fit that round peg into the square hole, sometimes it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Video might be for you. Podcast might be for you. Taking pictures might be for you. And match that with where your audience is and figure out which medium on that platform you can actually deliver on.
I know.
Anyway, and then learn everything you can about that platform.
Yeah, you know, just last week we launched on Spotify, and had not up until last week. You know, just boom, and you know, that took a little bit of work.
Yep.
You know, to figure out how it all works and how it, you know, even though we're on seven other platforms,
they're all a little different.
They're a little tiny bit different, right? And anyway,
but so that's our rant for today.
That's an 11-minute rant.
That's 11-minute rant. So we'll have to like fly through our events for the week.
All right, go.
Folks. Okay, so we are sitting on Monday, and a couple of interesting things. Impact Downtown Meeting, they're having a Greater Des Moines Partnership. If you want to understand more about Capital Crossroads, which is sort of the vision for the city in the future, and there's some interesting things because that can impact what direction you might want to go with your business. You'll have a better understanding of dynamics and what the city is spending money and driving forward with, and what their vision is. That's super important as a business for you to understand in your city what they are planning for the future. Also, I Am Farm Her is interesting. I always see them out at the fair.
Right.
And they are really a group that tries to promote women in farming. They are actually meeting in the city.
Well, so, you know, there needs to be that cross education.
Right, exactly. So you know, you might typically see them at the fair. That's sort of agriculture related, but so they're having like 3 days, the 5:30 to 7:30, beginning tonight, Monday, at East Locust, 101 East Locust, and Farm Her connects and empowers and inspires women who have a passion for agriculture through an interactive and unique event experience. This year's theme is Faces of Farm Her, and they'll introduce you to an array of inspiring farming women from across the country. So that sounds really cool. You know, I am intrigued. I don't think I could be a farmer, but I'm so intrigued by women in farming and people that are growing things, and just this whole thing captivates me. I see it as a trend. I'd love to say I'm going to embrace it, but it's important for me to be aware of it. And there's a lot of young women that might really want to get into farming, because there's a little bit of it that pulls at me, even, and I'm totally not a farm girl. So anyway, but I think it'd be fun to listen to and hear. So we have that. Also, then, tomorrow, so that's our couple of Monday things. Those are both this evening. And then tomorrow we have a noon hour at Iowa Center for Economic Success. We talked about this before. It's noon to 1, although I think if you show up at 11:30, you can network a bit. It's access to capital. So every so often they throw that topic out, which is, you know, super
kind of important. Yeah.
So how do you access capital for your business? So then going into Wednesday, of course, we have 1 million cups going on all summer long, and as they do every Wednesday at the Science Center. Now, I will tell you, they are at the Science Center like 90-some% of the time. Once in a while, they venture out, and my understanding is they're going to have a date in July where they're going to be going on location to kind of a makerspace, accelerator space. So we'll have some updates on that. But you can usually find them at the Science Center. You can show up at 8 for networking, 8:30 to 9 to listen to the startup pitch their idea or pitch their business. And then you have the opportunity from 9 to 9:30 to give them some valuable feedback. So
that's on Wednesday morning.
Absolutely. That is on Wednesday. And then 10 to 12:30, also on Wednesday, at Palmer's Deli and Market. It's a little bit different. You know, there's a lot of people doing these.
Which Palmer's Deli and Market?
Oh, let me just exactly tell you that. That would be good because to know. On Ingersoll. So, yeah, my favorite one.
Yes, that's the big shop.
2843 Ingersoll Avenue. This is 10 a.m. to 12:30 this Wednesday. And, you know, there's a lot of people doing various different coaching. There's so many people, and this kind of comes up with marketers, too. Then you're like, gosh, I have this all the time. What do I have to offer as a marketer? There's so many other marketers out there, you know. So we're kind of getting the same thing with these business coaches and life coaches and leadership coaches and self-leadership coaches. That one might say, well, why? Why would I go to this one over that one? And as a coach, you might even say, should I even get into this at all? But the thing is, this is a growing city with lots of people, and you can't serve everyone. And so I think that if you can find your niche, and it kind of goes back to also one of my favorites, Seth Godin, find your tribe. There are certain people that jibe with you.
Right.
You have a certain topic, you hit a sweet spot with them, and you start to develop. So Annie Woods, a friend of mine who I've done some work with before, you know, she started getting into coaching, and she's got a certain group of, she addresses women, that's who she works with, and they're kind of a certain age and a certain style. And she's addressing authenticity and some other things. So,
what's happening at Palmer's?
So, what we have at Palmer's is also a coach. I don't know her, but I thought that the workshop looked interesting. It's increasing your action and productivity, and it's an entrepreneurial mindset workshop, and it's called Invest in You. And so, it's a lunch and learn. And, you know, you may or may not decide that she's a person that you'd want to continue with, but it sounded like an interesting topic at Palmer's. And she's calling all entrepreneurs or those who want to be managers or leaders. So it doesn't have to be women. It's kind of also, if you've just been interested in learning about networks where there's accountability, that's becoming a very big thing. This might be one that you check out.
And her name is what?
I was looking at that in her post, and it is not easy to find, to be honest with you. Yeah, so it's still not easy to find.
But you need to know that there will be somebody at Palmer's on Ingersoll.
And based on the picture, it's a lady. Yes, indeed.
So if you go there, 10:30 you said?
It's 10. Yes, it is. It is. Oh. I'm going to say that is Carrie Phelps.
Very small
underneath her lunch and learn. Carrie Phelps.
All right.
So you can find this on Facebook also, and it will be, this Wednesday.
Okay, got it.
All right, so that is just, and you can look for some other ones like that. You know, another great place to look for things that you can, that are kind of your tribe, go to meetup.com.
Yes.
I tell people, people suffer from loneliness. You hear about this a lot. It's an epidemic.
No, really?
It's an epidemic of people suffering from loneliness. And I realize that getting out in the world isn't always for everyone, but I think sometimes we forget that there's these tools out there. There's people that are into underwater basket weaving, probably. I mean, there's people that have groups on Meetup in the Des Moines area for all sorts of things.
Individuals who are in like situations.
Right. So, and there's lots of people building their businesses on there by connecting with people that
Meetup.com.
Are interested in that. Yes, exactly. So we also have Secrets of Growing Your Brand and Following. This is going to be at West Bank. I think I talked about that last week,
right.
as well. And so that one looked really good. That's also over lunch hour Wednesday, June 19th. So this week coming up, find these things and sign up if you want to do them.
All right.
We also have our workshop. I do want to say that because you probably need to sign up today. This is through AMA Iowa, and it's a really interesting workshop. Of course, you know they run those about 2:30 in the afternoon till 5. And it's on leveraging artificial intelligence and machine learning. Talking about staying up. Remember, social media was the thing that now we've got all these automated artificial intelligence and machine tools that a few years from now we'll be going, well, you need to know that.
You know that.
So start knowing now. That's what
Laura
I got.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she's talking about all kinds of... We started with social media, and then we went into some dates and some other events that are going on in the greater Des Moines metro. Thanks for doing that.
Yes, for
as
sure.
As always. All right, we got to clear on out of here. That does it for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us today. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For Laura Kennard and all of our crew, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.